Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, More Money, Less Hustle, Becoming the Seven-Figure Real Estate Agent is a business and real estate strategy book by Jess Linnable. Published for agents who want to grow beyond conventional commission-based hustle, positioned in the real estate coaching and professional development space, it focuses on building a business that can reach seven-figure revenue through clearer positioning, stronger systems, and more effective use of digital marketing. Rather than presenting success as the result of constant personal availability or non-stop prospecting, the book argues that modern real estate requires a more structured and scalable approach. Its purpose is practical to help agents adapt to a market shaped by algorithms, shortened attention spans, and changing client expectations. The central value of the book lies in its emphasis on replacing reactive effort with repeatable business design, making it relevant for agents who want both income growth and more control over how their business operates. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the six-pillar framework as the book's operating system. The book is built around a proprietary six-pillar methodology that organizes its advice into a structured path towards seven-figure performance. This matters because it turns an otherwise broad subject, real estate business growth, into a sequence of connected priorities rather than a loose collection of tips. The framework signals that Linnable is not simply offering inspiration or generic sales advice, she is presenting a repeatable business model. For readers, the value is in the order and coherence of the system. A multi-pillar approach usually means the business has to work across several dimensions at once, such as marketing, positioning, operations, and team or culture. That structure is important in real estate because individual effort alone rarely scales cleanly. By framing growth as a system, the book suggests that performance is engineered through aligned components, not just increased activity. This makes the book more operational than motivational. Secondly, digital age real estate and the shift away from old school hustle. A major argument in the book is that the real estate industry has changed because online platforms, social media, and algorithm-driven discovery now shape how agents are found and evaluated. That means old habits, such as relying mainly on manual outreach, word of mouth, or sheer persistence are no longer enough on their own. The book treats this shift as structural, not temporary, which is why it emphasizes updated strategy rather than simply working harder. This is one of the book's key distinctions. It does not romanticize traditional grind culture. Instead, it assumes that client attention is more fragmented and that visibility must be built intentionally. In practical terms, this changes how an agent thinks about marketing, audience engagement, and brand presence. The digital environment rewards consistency, clarity, and recognizable positioning, all of which are more scalable than constant one-on-one effort. The book therefore reframes hustle as an inefficient response to a modern market that demands smarter systems. Thirdly, online marketing and niche positioning as the route to standing out. The book repeatedly points to online marketing and niche clarity as essential tools for becoming a seven-figure agent. That emphasis reflects a basic reality of the contemporary real estate market broad. Undifferentiated service is harder to sustain when clients have more options and less attention. By encouraging agents to find a niche, the book is not narrowing opportunity arbitrarily. It is arguing that specialization improves memorability, trust, and conversion. A defined niche also makes marketing more efficient because the message becomes easier to tailor and repeat. Rather than trying to appeal to everyone, the agent can build a stronger reputation with a specific audience. This is particularly relevant in digital channels, where consistent messaging tends to perform better than scattered promotion. The book's logic is that visibility alone is not enough. Visibility must be attached to a clear market identity. In that sense, the marketing advice is less about tactics and more about positioning a business so the right clients can recognize it quickly and understand its value. Fourthly, systems, automation, and the goal of a business that can scale without constant oversight. One of the book's most practical themes is the push to systematize and scale the real estate business so that it does not depend entirely on the agent's daily labor. This is a significant shift from the typical image of the agent as always available, always responding, and always chasing the next deal. The book instead treats operational design as a lever for both revenue and freedom. Systems matter because they create consistency in client experience, reduce wasted effort, and make it easier to delegate or repeat tasks. Automation plays a similar role by removing repetitive work from the owner's plate. The deeper implication is that growth should not produce chaos. If revenue rises, but the business becomes more fragile or exhausting, the model is not truly scalable. Linnable's approach argues that a well-designed operation can behave more like a machine than a series of improvised reactions. That premise makes the book especially relevant to agents who want expansion without sacrificing control over their schedule. Lastly, culture, relationships, and sustainable performance beyond individual output. Although the book focuses heavily on revenue growth, it also includes a broader organizational dimension through workplace culture and relationship management. This matters because seven-figure performance in real estate often requires more than solo productivity. It requires a business environment that can support repeated execution and team alignment. The mention of transformational workplace culture suggests that the book sees internal culture as part of scalability, not as an afterthought. In a service business, how people work together affects client experience, consistency, and retention. The emphasis on improving relationships also reflects the fact that real estate remains a trust-based industry, even when marketing becomes more digital. Better relationships can improve referrals, team coordination, and long-term reputation. This topic gives the book a more complete business perspective than many real estate manuals, which focus only on lead generation or closings. Lynavel's approach implies that durable growth comes from aligning people, processes, and communication, not simply chasing more transactions. That makes the book about business architecture as much as personal performance. In conclusion, this book is best suited for real estate agents, team leaders, and brokerage professionals who want a more structured route to higher income than the standard work harder model. Readers who are already producing but feel capped by inefficiency, inconsistent lead flow, or burnout are likely to find it especially useful. Its main benefit is not just the promise of growth, but the way it connects growth to systems, digital positioning, and operational clarity. That makes it more actionable than many motivational real estate books and more current than older sales-focused manuals that assume traditional prospecting still dominates. What sets it apart in its category is its specific focus on building a seven-figure business while reducing dependence on hustle. It is not a general entrepreneurship book and not a broad real estate primer. It is a targeted framework for agents who want scale, consistency, and more freedom in how they work. For readers looking for a business-oriented, modern real estate playbook, it offers a distinct and practical perspective. If you would like to support Jess Lanouville, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.